Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 28th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Supporting family caregiver health in heart failure, longitudinal associations between heart failure, caregiver self-care, and patient hospitalizations. Prior research demonstrated that health coaching reduces heart failure, caregiver stress, and improves caregiver self-care behaviors. This randomized controlled trial assessed the longitudinal associations between improved caregiver self-care and heart failure patient hospitalization outcomes. The study identified how changes in caregiver well-being influenced patient clinical trajectories, underscoring the critical role of caregiver support in patient health. Article number 2. Oral semaglutide and change in cardiovascular risk factors in high-risk type 2 diabetes. A post-hoc secondary analysis of the SOUL randomized clinical trial. The SOUL randomized clinical trial found that once-daily oral semaglutide reduced the risk of major adverse cardiovascular events by 14% compared to placebo. This significant benefit occurred in individuals with type 2 diabetes and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease or chronic kidney disease receiving standard of care. This secondary analysis demonstrated the specific changes oral semaglutide induced in long-term cardiovascular risk factors within this high-risk patient group. Article number 3. Incidence, predictors, management, and clinical impact of major bleeding following left atrial appendage occlusion, the Amulet IDE randomized clinical trial. Left atrial appendage occlusion is a critical intervention for patients with contraindications to oral anticoagulation and an increased risk of major bleeding. The Amulet 1. DE randomized clinical trial meticulously identified the incidence, key predictors, and effective management strategies for major bleeding following left atrial appendage occlusion. This study, involving 1878 randomized patients comparing the Amulet with the Watchman devices, also determined the clinical impact of these bleeding events on patient outcomes. Article number 4. Prevalence and characteristics of patients with coronary heart disease and blood pressure below target. The INTERASPIRE study. Many patients with coronary heart disease exhibit blood pressure above guideline targets, even with ongoing treatment. European guidelines offer conflicting recommendations regarding patients with on-treatment blood pressure below target, with the 2023 European Society of Hypertension guidelines issuing a Class 3 recommendation to proactively avoid blood pressure below target. The 1. NTERASP1-RE study established the prevalence and characteristics of patients with coronary heart disease whose blood pressure fell below target levels. Article number 5. Aortic coarctation and long-term morbidity after arterial switch operation, a multi-center international cohort study. Cardiovascular interventions and complications commonly occur after arterial switch operation in patients with dextrotransposition of the great arteries. While complex anatomy, such as ventricular septal defects, is often associated with these outcomes, the independent role of aortic coarctation remained unclear. This multi-center international cohort study analyzed 502 adults from the EPOCHASO registry, precisely defining the long-term morbidity associated with aortic coarctation following arterial switch operation, independent of other complex anatomical factors. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.